Apache and Divinity are bobcats who were born in 1995 and rescued the same year. Apache came to Big Cat Rescue on June 6, 1995. His previous owner saw him urinate on the carpet and decided that having a bobcat as a pet was not the best idea. Apache lives with Divinity. Apache's coat is very light and his eyes are blue-gray. He will often show off his belly to visitors. The belly fur is the only part that is used in making fur coats and trim, and that's why it takes 20 bobcats to make one coat. Divinity was sold from a fur farmer to an individual when she was only a few days old. She was bottle-raised for 3 weeks before the new owner had a heart attack and could no longer care for the kitten. The woman had seen our videos and knew that Big Cat Rescue could love and care for her little one, and we have. Divinity's color is almost silver, and her disposition is pure gold. She was so tiny and frail when she arrived that there were many nights we thought would be her last. But she wouldn't give up. She was always a nervous little cat and couldn't sit still for more than 2 minutes at a time. You may notice that her feet are very floppy looking. That is from a botched declaw job as a kitten. Cats walk on their toes, and declawing hacks off the last digit of their toes, so they are forced to walk on their heels. As they age, that becomes harder and harder for them to do. Most of our bobcats were rescues from fur farms. The deal we made with the fur farms is that we would pay top dollar for every cat and kitten they had, as long as the fur farmer would agree to never buy and breed cats again for slaughter. It came at a time that the public outcry was against the fur industry. Some of our cats were purchased at auctions where the uncaring owners were dumping the cats with no concern about their welfare. We still accept many unwanted cats each year, but do not pay for them and now require that their owners surrender their license in an attempt to keep people from just trading in their cats each year for a newer, cuter model. The only way to end the abuse caused by the trade in wild cats is to pass a federal ban on the private possession of exotic cats.